This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing there? I'm a little jittery today because apparently the cleaning lady for the studio locked the door to the bathroom, so I have not been able to go to the bathroom. But my husband was able to figure out how to open up the door. So I'm going to be speaking very, very quickly so I could get to break time so I could go pee. Yeah, please do not lock. Yeah, I don't know. I guess, you know, the button is pushed on the inside, so when somebody closes the door, then the whole thing is locked. I did. I tried a credit card, but my credit card is so overextended that it's kind of limp. It's not like a new crisp credit card, so I couldn't unlock the door with my credit card. I tried to use my nail, but I just got my nails done. Very sexy, by the way. They have like an emerald shimmery green, like from Wizard of Oz. I didn't want to hurt the nails, so I just figured I'd just wait till my bladder burst. But, you know, it's the summer, and a lot of you guys are kind of just, you know, running around in your Bermuda shorts and, you know, kicking back with your Mai Tais and taking it easy. And I'm here to tell you, no, I do not want you taking it easy, because right now, it's pop quiz time. Time for a pop quiz! Pop quiz! We need music whenever it's pop quiz time. Dun, dun, dun! All right, everybody take out your pencils. Pop quiz time. Hey, you knew this was coming. You knew. I don't care. I don't care if we're in the middle of a holiday. If I need to give you a pop quiz, we're going to do pop quizzes. Okay, here we go. Ready? Pencils out. Number two pencils only. Number two pencils only. Here we go. Ready? Number one. Name the dangerous spider that is violin-shaped. Is it A, the daddy long legs? Is it B, the tuba spider? Is it C, the black widow spider? Or D, recluse spider? Which is violin-shaped? Number two. Oh, no, this is a big quiz. Oh, no, 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 no. Don't tell your answers out loud. I don't want anyone cheating. Answers on your paper. Number two, which greeting among professionals carries the least amount of pathogens? Is it the A, the high five? This should be an easy one. B, the fist bump. C, the 1970s tushy bump. Or D, the handshake? Which carries the least amount of pathogens? Number three. If you guys listened to yesterday's show, you can probably answer most of these. Name three medications that can cause phototoxic reactions when you go out into the sun while you're on those medications. Name three of them. Okay? Give you enough time. Time's up. Next. Ebola virus, now affecting many in West Africa, is transmitted how? A, by camel. B, toilet seats. Or C, human to human transmission. How is Ebola transmitted? By camel, toilet seats, or human to human transmission? Next, number five. You guys got to speed up here, all right? All right, this is a long pop quiz. Number five. What distinguishing feature separates Ebola from influenza, typical flu? Is it A, a vesicular rash on the chest? B, bleeding from body orifices? C, fever? Or D, genital lesions that take forever to go away? We've all been there. All right. What distinguishes Ebola from typical flu? Okay. Number six. Name the waistline length in centimeters that pits women and men at 5 times increased risk for diabetes. What is the waist size? I don't want to use the word cutoff, but at what waist sizes should women or men try to avoid being 5 times at risk for diabetes? In centimeters? No, not feet. No, we're just going to base this on centimeters. Number seven, true or false? IVF, or in vitro fertilization drugs, may have links to heart attack. True or false? For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. You're coming right in the middle of a pop quiz. You guys better sit down, get your pencils out, and you guys better keep up. Number 8. Now, this is a very, very old review question. I need to make sure you guys have been listening over the past 5 years. Name the sign on the earlobe, the diagonal sign on the earlobe that signifies heart disease. All right, now come on. If you've been listening to my show at all, you should know that one. That's an easy, squeezy question, all right? And then finally, name the reason the United States House of Representatives have chosen to sue Obama. Why does the House of Representatives want to sue Obama? All right, we gave you plenty of extra paper for this one. All right, try to keep it less than 1,000 words. All right, time's up. All right, pencils down. Time's up. Hey, here we go. All right, let's go through the answers, see how well you did. Number 1, name the dangerous spider that is violin-shaped. Is it Daddy Longlegs, the tuba spider, the black widow spider, or the recluse? No, the violin-shaped spider is the recluse. We talked about that. We talked about how it could be deadly. Most adults do well, but kids may not do as well. We talked about the necrosis recluse. Number 2, which greeting among professionals carries the least amount of pathogens? High five, fist bump, tushy bump from the 70s, or the handshake? The tushy bump has not been studied. A lot of you guys do the bump. A lot of you guys think that could be it, you know, especially if you're closed and you can't pass communicable disease. But the answer of what was studied was the fist bump. Okay? Number 3, name 3 medications that could cause phototoxic reactions when you go out into the sun while taking them. I will take any of the above answers. Benadryl, Naprosyn, Cipro, Bactrim, hydrochlorothiazide, Glyburide, any of the medicines dealing with the sulfur class, you'll get credit for all of them. How'd you guys do so far? You guys doing okay? Okay, good. Number 4, the Ebola virus, all right, now in West Africa, is transmitted how? By camel, toilet seats, or human-to-human transmission? Right now, human-to-human transmission. Okay, that was an easy one, guys. Really, it's not about toilet seats. Next, a distinguishing feature that separates Ebola from the flu. Is it a rash on the chest? Is it bleeding from orifices? Is it fever or genital lesions that take forever to go away? Not genital lesions. They both have fever, so that's not the answer. What distinguishes them? You could tell Ebola from influenza because many of the victims will start bleeding out their nose and mouth because it's hemorrhagic fever. We're coming up on break. When we get done, we're going to finish this pop quiz, get to your answers, and cover medical news. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We're still in the middle of a pop quiz. We're going over our answers. It sounds like some of you guys have done real pee poor on this test, and I'm really disappointed. I mean, I don't sit here in a studio, all right, blabbing off about medical studies and information and health news to you just for you guys to just not even listen. I mean, aren't you guys taking notes? Don't you take notes? I mean, this is some real important stuff. You should know that you're going to get a pop quiz. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for allowing me to still stay on the air despite many complaints. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. All right, big thanks to him. Lord knows he did not have to come to work today. He did not. But the fact that he did so I could give this quiz to you shows he's really of good stock. All right, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so name the waistline length that in centimeters that puts women at risk and men at risk five times for diabetes. Women would be a 35... Oh, did I say centimeter? I meant inch. Okay, you guys get a freebie. During my pop quiz, I said you guys could do centimeters. All right, how do you convert 35 inches to centimeters? I really apologize. All right, yeah, that's my fault. You guys all get a freebie question. You all get a freebie. So just add plus one, only 1 point to your quizzes, okay? 35-inch waist puts women at 5 times increased risk for diabetes. A 40-inch waist puts men 5 times increased risk for diabetes. A 40-inch waist. I know. I you know, it's funny. It's actually not funny. That's a lot easier to get to than you think. We'll talk about that. True or false, IV drugs, in vitro, IVF drugs, in vitro fertilization drugs may have links to heart attack. The answer is true. There's been some anecdotal reports that some women have had heart attacks after they had received in vitro fertilization therapy. There was a report, I believe a Swedish study, talking about in vitro fertilization and clots. We don't have a lot of or any real good data that happens. So if you are at risk for heart disease and you are getting an in vitro fertilization, you want to talk to your doctor about that. Number 8. Now, this is a review question which you all should have gotten. Name the sign on the ear that signifies heart disease. The diagonal crease of the ear, little earlobe, cute little diagonal crease, right? It's a straight line on the earlobe. It's called Frank sign. Frank sign could be a marker of heart disease or high cholesterol. If you have that on your dangling on your earlobe, get that checked. And then final question. Name the reason the House of Representatives has chosen to sue Obama in a first-of-its-kind lawsuit. Why does Congress want to sue Obama? Now, I know many of you had asked for extra reams of paper. I get that. But the answer we were looking for is it had to do with his handling of the Affordable Health Care Act. Okay, if in your 70-page dissertation you included Obamacare, Affordable Health Care Act, we will allow it. If one of you asks over break, does crappy health care system blank up count, I will take that answer. It took me a while. I had to discuss it with my colleagues. That answer we will give you credit for. Okay? All right. How did you guys do? There were only 9 questions. How did you guys? Really, really? 41%? You know, honestly, people, this is really insulting. You could do a hell of a lot, better. Okay, so let's quickly talk to one of the about one of the biggest headlines here. The House has voted and has passed to sue President Obama. Now, I don't know how it works, how you sue a president. It went pretty much down party line because the Republicans control Congress, the House, they were able to pass this. Now, I think they wanted to impeach Obama for Fast and Furious and a variety of other issues. This, though, passed, and I don't know who is going to be the, where this goes from here. You know, the idea that Obama failed to enact his Obamacare properly is a very interesting one. Now, you all know I can't stand Obamacare. I think the Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, was one of the biggest clusters, okay? Where I think this whole congressional thing is an absolute joke is where, you know, we can't stand a law. The law hurts people. So Obama, and I'm not saying this in his defense by any means, okay? As far as I'm concerned, I cannot wait for him to leave office. But, and we need some new, fresh, somebody who knows what the hell they're doing to run this country. All right, but, okay, we can't stand a law, right? Obama decides to make changes on his own, willy-nilly, okay, going, you know what, we got an election coming up. He didn't say it like that, of course. You know what, we'll let this go another year or two. We'll put this off another year or two. All right, you know, it is, it's ridiculous. Okay, but then it's also ridiculous for the Republicans to go, okay, well, now we're going to sue you for not enacting it. You enacted it, all right, and you gave us some reprieve, but now we're going to sue you. I get why. All right, if you're going to make a law, and the law sucks, you have to stand by the law in all its horrible glory, fulfill it. You can't just change it willy-nilly, all right, so that we could see the ramifications and start over. I get that, which is exactly what I had suggested before, where don't prolong the agony. If this is going to fail, let it fail now so we could get it fixed. I can't stand to think that we have to wait till 2016 for some of the parts of the law to kick in. Just do it now so we could realize what a cluster it is and vote somebody in who knows what the hell they're doing. All right, but the lawsuit... I mean, my problem with this kind of this lawsuit thing is this is a real waste of time and energy. We have some real poop to fry. We got some real, real deep stuff. And a lawsuit, as many of you guys know, lawsuits can be in the courts for years. It just doesn't make a dent. You know, if anybody is going to go, you know, make any efforts to try to save this country from the healthcare debacle that's already befallen us, then I suggest you start to make laws to move to work around the law. Like, for example, all right, let's set up free clinics in every city. All right, or every major area that rural could get to, and start setting up free clinics, defund Obamacare, and put money to that. Now we have some free clinics. Doctors donate one day a week. Pharmaceutical companies donate drugs. But on the flip side, you get rid of Obamacare, no more penalties to employers, no more penalties to people, no more penalties to pharmaceutical companies, encourage these pharmaceutical companies to come up with diseases. Like, do we have a vaccine for Ebola virus that's killing people in West Africa and could spread to the States? No, we don't. Are any of the American companies jumping up? Well, are they going to be able to sell the vaccine? All right. Look at the antibiotic issues. Is anybody making real cool, fancy schmancy antibiotics to handle the drug-resistant drugs? No, because Obamacare only encourages generics. It doesn't encourage and, in fact, penalizes pharmaceutical companies for the brand name pricing. So who's going to make new drugs? Let's get away with that. Let's just get away from the whole Obamacare thing. Defund it. It doesn't exist then. All right. And move towards giving people and give the people a choice. Go, look, guys, do you want Obamacare or do you want a clinic? Now, maybe free clinic isn't the word. What about a $5 clinic? All right. Everybody pays $5 to go to this clinic. Medicaid. If you want Medicaid and you are not a disabled veteran or somebody disabled or dealing with a severe disability, all right, and you are on Medicaid for financial reasons, $5 for your visit. If you could get five, and I'm not saying tax, it's paying for a service. We've talked about this and entitlements, et cetera. When it's free, you see more wasteful use of it. You see more people taking advantage, and you see such a drain on the system. Fine. This clinic will be a $5 clinic. Everybody that comes in pays $5. I think most of us could handle $5 for health care. $5. It's better than these stupid subsidies, which is ridiculous. We come up with clinics. We come up with centers that have the MRI or the CAT scans. All right, and I'm sure we could get some real nice donors in each city to donate MRIs and CAT scans. We have doctors donate once a month for their services. So you'll have a radiologist that donates once a month. You'll have a surgeon, a surgical center, a hospital, et cetera. But then after that, you leave everybody else alone. This could function very, very well if done right. Okay? It really can. And we don't have to go to socialized medicine. We have a place to help our poor, help our people in need, and we don't have government encroaching and taking over a system that has now accelerated to its death. So, you know, if Congress wants to sue Obama, I mean, I get that. I understand what you're doing and, you know, point taken. But can you do, you know, there's so many other things we could be doing. Stop being politicians. Nobody is going to win an election in November because they decided to sue Obama. Speaking for many American people, okay, all right, most of us don't like Obama and we don't like politicians. So if you prove to us that you actually did something, you'll get our vote, Republican or Democrat. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. This was an interesting study. They say gardens can calm people with dementia. And it may be a good idea to have some sort of garden nearby or have your elderly family members garden if they are slowly starting to come down with dementia and they get agitated a lot. All right. British researchers looked at 17 past studies and they found evidence that watering plants or sitting or strolling in a garden can help soothe some dementia's patients' anxiety. Now, of course, a caution that the effects of gardens on dementia patients, you know, are kind of tough because, you know, are they really liking what they see? You know, for some people, as the dementia progresses, they may not be able to, they may not be able to give you as much insight as to what they're feeling. But let me just tell you from a personal standpoint, you know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we have a hotel called the Bellagio. For those of you not familiar with Vegas, Bellagio is the hotel that has this big, huge lake in front of it, and it has the fountains. You saw it in Ocean's 11 and, you know, a variety of movies. That's a Bellagio hotel. Well, they're very, very famous for their garden or conservatory that they have. Well, I was at the Bellagio. I was playing My Vegas slots, and so I got, like, a free buffet on my Vegas slots. So I went to the Bellagio, had our free buffet, all right, and then now I'm like, okay, I got to burn this off. So now I'm all anxious that I just ate at a buffet, and now I have to lose weight. So not to mention, my kids were driving me crazy. My husband was driving me crazy. So as we are walking away to go to the parking garage, all right, I'm like, you know, complaining. I'm like, we're not exercising. I don't understand why we're exercising. We can't be eating buffets all the time. Blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, there's the garden, and I shut up. And I'm like, let's look at the garden. And then my husband's in a hurry, but he's like, wait a second, Dahlia, shut up. Let's go look at the garden. And I start walking through the garden. And I don't know, they have this snail with these layers of flowers, and they have this frog. I mean, amazing stuff. And I actually, it was probably the longest I've ever shut up walking through the garden. Now, I'm not around a lot of gardens, okay? I mean, I don't really see a lot of gardens. And I strongly urge wherever you guys live, make these things. I mean, people like to look at gardens. I didn't realize the beauty and how beautiful that is. See, with me, I've never really had a garden because I've always lived in desert landscaping. So, you know, we got some cacti. Can't look at a cacti and go, ooh, maybe that's why we're always anxious. But when it came to walking through this Bellagio garden area, I even forgot what I was complaining and griping about until, of course, I got to the car and then I remembered and I finished my complaint, my BF. So it does work, okay, whether they studied this or not. All right? They say as dementia progresses, they say it's very common for people to become agitated, for people to become more restless, etc. And whether they do the gardening themselves or whether you just kind of take them to a garden, having a garden nearby can be very, very helpful and very, very therapeutic. You know, didn't in the olden days you would sit grandma or grandpa outside in the garden and have them, like, feed the birds and have them sit there and look at the, I mean, these are the ones with dementia. You know, it's very, very therapeutic. I think we just kept building and building and building, and a lot of people don't have gardens. So I think it's a real good idea. Of course, you need to be very, very careful because, see, me as a little kid, I would be like, Grandma, Grandpa, and I would run. And I would run through the garden and step on the flowers. Now, that is very agitating, okay? Because you could see their lips quiver, going, what the hell is this stupid, dumb kid doing stepping on the pretty gardenias? But, you know, if you can make sure the kids walk on the sidewalk when they go and see Grandma and Grandpa, it could be very, very soothing. So come up with a nice outdoor area. Make it a garden. Be very, very careful about what you grow. You don't want something there that dies and stinks. Okay, because I know many people that just can't look at flowers because once they see a flower die, it reminds them of funeral or death or something. So you got to be very, very careful about what you're picking. But something that always looks, you know what I would like in my garden? If I ever need a garden, I really dig the Venus flytraps. I think those are the coolest of all plants, where the fly is buzzing around, it lands on the Venus flytrap. And then the plant snaps, and I know, we're supposed to love the flies, but still, it's pretty cool. That would be, yeah, I need some action in my garden. You know, maybe like a little transformer Autobot going around and picking the weeds. Make mine exciting, please. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. Or D-A-L-I. All right. Well, many of us struggle with our waist sizes. Some of us struggle more. And boy, is it a struggle. Well, this spare tire that we have, we've talked about, is probably one of the worst things that can happen to us that's preventable. All right? Right now, they say people with any sort of spare tire are three times more likely to develop type 2 diabetes. But we're really in danger, a fivefold increase, according to this one study, if women are above 35 inches and men are above 40 inches. They say 9 out of 10 adults with type 2 diabetes are overweight and obese. And as we know that obesity and overweight is on the rise, this is a huge concern. They say, according to this report, women with a waist between 31.5 inches and 34.5, so under the 35, are still at higher risk. Okay? More than 35, you're at extremely high risk. Men whose waist circumference is 37 to 40 inches at higher risk, five times the risk when they're over 40. Now, what is the big deal about tummy fat, or back fat? If it's a spare tire, it's not around your heart. Well, if you're already depositing fat in that spare tire, you've already deposited fat around your organs. You've deposited it around your liver, around your pancreas, your stomach, etc. Your body doesn't work well when it's all greasy. Speaking of greasy, we had a patient yesterday with this big, huge lipoma, this big fatty tumor in his arm. And it was bigger than a golf ball. I mean, this sucker, it was probably the size of a nectarine. This was one huge sucker. And we popped it all out in one big, juicy piece. It was right before dinner time, so I was really hungry. I was talking about food a lot. And so, you know, we got it out, and you know, we stitched him up. And what was very, very interesting, and my technician noticed, is he hardly bled, all right? Because this wasn't an angiolipoma. This was just a lipoma. Angiolipoma is where you got some blood vessels with it. Sometimes you have to make sure you cauterize and tie it off. But this is just a regular lipoma, fatty tumor. And, I mean, very clean wound site. No blood, but very greasy. And the surgical, I know some of you guys are eating tough, and the fenestrated drape that we had around the operative site and the other draping was greasy, just like you dropped a piece of pizza. Now, when you see something like that, if my removing a ball of fat from an arm can leave that much grease, and what happens to bodily fluids in the body? It gets absorbed. The bodily fluids get absorbed, and then anything getting absorbed goes into the bloodstream. The fat in your body is going into the bloodstream sooner or later, and that's why you're clogging your arteries, not only just diet. So this intra-abdominal fat is probably one of the worst things you could do, and your diabetics seem to deposit more of a sticky sort of fat. It's a pretty scary stuff. So when we come back for break, I want to talk about how to combat and prevent type 2 diabetes. Extremely, extremely important. We also need to talk about, apparently there's a baby offered, I think, at Toys R Us that has genitals, like real-looking genitals. It's supposed to be a change-me doll type of thing. And we have parents all ticked off because this doll is very descript in its anatomy. All right. Should dolls not be anatomically correct, or are we shielding our kids too much? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, guys, we are back back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, you know, you'll see a lot of things out there like take this pill to prevent diabetes, do this, do that. The number one way, okay, to avoid diabetes, number one, I'm not saying it's the easiest, but the number one way is to pick different parents. If you could choose completely different parents and completely different genes, and you could choose parents that don't have diabetes, you probably would do the best. Now, this is very, very difficult because, you know, we were born. We can't choose our parents. I love my parents, but boy, did they give me some crappy genes. Very, very crappy genes. So that's first and foremost. Now, that being said, that doesn't mean that just because you have the genes and the genetic disposition to diabetes that you are completely screwed. There are ways to prevent your getting full-blown or a more severe progressive form of diabetes by doing things smart, okay? And we've already kind of talked about diet and exercise. We've talked about what diabetes is and how it affects you. I had learned when I was in medical school, Desert Springs Hospital had a class taught by a nurse, a diabetic education class, that we had to go to as medical students to see what was being taught to diabetic patients. And I've already used the analogy with many of you where you have to look at the body as like an office type setting where the waiting room is the mouth, right? Food comes into the waiting room, food comes into the mouth, mouth gets chewed up. Okay, you have food that gets digested into the bloodstream. The hallways of the clinic are bloodstream. Okay? And then you have rooms of the clinic or rooms of the office, cubicles, etc., cells of the body. And the body's job is to get the sugar from the hallway into the room or from the bloodstream into the body cell. Okay, and the key to the door to allow that to happen is insulin. So insulin is needed to get the sugar from the blood into the cell or the hallway into the room. Very simple, very easy. Ways to decrease the sugar is let less come into the mouth. Let less sugar come into the office. All right, that always seems to help. Okay, I know some of you guys want to use Obamacare analogies, but I'm not going to. We're just going to leave this to diabetes. Okay, not everything's about Obamacare. Right? Although it could be kind of funny. All right, type 1 diabetics, they don't have insulin. A lot of these kids that don't have insulin, they get very, very skinny. Very scary. They don't make insulin. Their pancreas, the organ responsible for that, not making a lot of insulin. So if they're not making a lot of insulin, they get skinny. Why? Because the sugar, the food, is staying within the bloodstream. It's not getting into the cells. So we have to exogenously give them insulin. Have them take insulin shots. You can't take that orally. Insulin shots to get it into the bloodstream to help open these doors to get the sugar into the cells. All right. Type 2 diabetics, though, you obviously make insulin because you've lived long enough to become an adult. So you make insulin. We know you do. The problem with the type 2 diabetic is maybe the insulin just isn't working as well as it should. Maybe you're making less insulin. Something happened to the pancreas. Or now you're just making less insulin. Or you have enough insulin, but there's something keeping that insulin from working right, like insulin resistance. Okay? Number one thing that I think of when I think of insulin resistance is fat. Something kind of pushing against that door so that insulin can't open up that door and get what needs to from the hallway into the room. So we got to decrease insulin resistance. There's medication that does that, like the metformins, glucophages. Sometimes you just need to wake the pancreas up and make some more insulin. Those are your glyburides, your sulfonylureas. They just kind of incite that pancreas to shoot out more insulin. Those medicines, though, can make you hypoglycemic. A lot of times you'll drop too rapidly. All right, because it's not of a more milder effect on the diabetes. It's trying to wake up the pancreas to shoot out more insulin. So a lot of you may get hypoglycemic reactions and not like them. And again, be careful. Those medications, you have to be extremely careful being out into the sun because you could get phototoxic reactions. But they're still good, old, cheap medications nonetheless. And then exercise. Exercise lubricates that key, that insulin key. So first and foremost, when you want to protect yourself against diabetes, you got to have less food coming into that waiting room. All right? Less sugar. Sugar meaning sugar in terms of bread and pastas and rices. Carbohydrates turn
to sugar. So you have to also watch out for those, as well as soda pops and candies and cookies, etc. Alright? Two, you want to realize and understand if your pancreas is already overworked. If your diabetes is because your pancreas just isn't working properly, then you need to ease up on the pancreas. Don't be eating one or two big, huge butt meals. Can't do that. Because remember, how does the pancreas work? The pancreas sits there, la-di-da-di-da, gets a signal from the stomach that food is there. Okay? Sometimes it actually signals come from what you digest in your mouth, from the saliva, or what it even sees. And it's like, ooh, I better get my juices flowing. Which is why some of you get hypoglycemic when you see food and you haven't eaten yet. You'll start to get jittery because sometimes your pancreas is already shooting out insulin. Anyway, technically, insulin isn't supposed to be shot out until there's actually some food in the system. Right? Now, if there's a big, huge booming dinner or meal that you feed it, that pancreas is going to have to try to work overtime. Pancreases don't like to do that. Pancreases like steady. They like methodical. They like consistency. They like predictability. Bodies love predictability. They do not like non-predictability. Unless they have to now predict that you're only going to eat once or twice a day. This is whether you're diabetic or not. So if your pancreas is like, okay, look, we're going to be getting one big, huge meal, so I need to be ready to shoot out a crap load of insulin, this is why many diabetics start feeling hypoglycemic about a decade before they're even diabetic, because their pancreas now is shooting out the insulin wrong. It's like, do I shoot it out now? Do I shoot it out later? What the hell do I do? So one big key is you eat very methodically consistent little bitty pieces of food, all right? Little, you know, smaller meals. Smaller, more frequent meals really do the trick, okay? You also need to eat things that are more substancey, okay? Stay away from a lot of this crap that's made it with confection, sugar, and preservatives, and I don't know what the hell. You got to be careful with that, all right? Because what you need to do is you need to eat food that the body is designed to metabolize. You know, there was a study out saying diet soda can make you can cause you to have diabetes. People are like, why? What? That makes no sense. It's not even real sugar. Exactly. You're giving your body fake sugar. What the hell do you expect your body to do with that? You're drinking a diet soda. The body's like, wait a second, it's sweet. Then your body's like, wait a second. This isn't real food. So your metabolism is going to slow down. That's why diet soda has been shown to make people obese because and overweight and cause weight gain. Because your body's like, wait a second, hold on, guys. We're not getting real food. Just everybody hold down. Slow down. Metabolism, slow down. This isn't real food. This is some, I don't know what the hell this is. All right? It goes through your system. The body's like, okay, now is the food coming? I knew sweet was supposed to be coming down the bend. Where's the real food? Now there's no real food. Now the pancreas already shut out the insulin. They're like, look, I did my job, okay? I did my job. I'm not being trigger happy here. What happened? No food? That's why a lot of times I've noticed if I drink diet soda, I get hypoglycemic later. Because my body was expecting something real. So you need to eat something real. Nuts are phenomenal. They say 2 servings of tree nuts a day helps to lower and stabilize blood sugar levels. Nuts are great. Walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pecans. They say not the peanuts. Peanuts just don't seem to work. I know. I was thinking about that. Like the peanut M&Ms. Yeah, no. They won't work. All right? Let me see what else. Of course, your vegetables. Okay? Vegetables, they cause your body to very, very slowly release the insulin over long periods of time. So, we'll talk more about it. We got a lot more news coming up. But, we got to be proactive with this. Diabetes is nothing to play with. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
So we we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.